Views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show. Fenny.
Welcome.
Did I come in a little hot?
A little hot.
I'll come in a little hot.
I had to bring you down.
Absolutely hot and juicy. We have got a fabulous show for you today. Absolutely unbelievable. And we are going to start this show. Well, in case you're wondering, wait a minute. I'm on that channel, AM 1150. Who the heck is this? Well, you're tuned in to the Dr. Pat Show. And guess who I am? I'm Dr. Pat. This is still the home of crust-busting. I'm here with my producer, Mitt the B.
What's up?
Down on the B.
Yeah.
Okay, we're there. And actually, guess who's here with us? Lori C.
Say hi.
Good morning.
There we go. We have a great show for you today. Of course, you know, our special guest today will be Nancy D. Solomon. We are going to be talking about the many, many things she's doing. But ladies, it's all about the shoes, and you'll hear about that. But right now, at the top of the hour, we have got several special announcements. Joining us right now, live, the producer, creators, directors of One, the movie, Ward and Diane Powers, and they are here to give us an update and some love.
Yeah, welcome. Good to be back. Seattle. Hello, Seattle. We miss you guys.
Hey, you got your snowblower out, eh?
We're in the snow, and but we would rather be in your rain than our snow.
Uh-huh.
But we, again, are still out. We are warm inside here in Michigan because of really of what's going on out there in Seattle. And the love and the generous buzz and support of One the Movie at the theater out there is still alive and well here. It is just powerful.
Tell us about what we really did. I mean, I know, and Diane, you and I know this. We were in line. We were greeting like hundreds of people. So we know about that. But there is some very special news I would love for you to share with the listeners of the show. So many of them who really made it a point to get there, and so many who are still wanting to get there. So we'd like some information to get an we'd like to get an update here.
Yeah, update report. You know, as many of your listeners are already aware, that the movie opened there in Seattle on Friday the 6th, and so now we've got 10 days behind us, and the amazing, amazing part of this is, and I was just looking at the numbers online last night and comparing them to what's going on nationally, and in our 10 days at one theater in Seattle, we are the number one, if you compare it to the other numbers out there, per screen, we are still the number one movie of any movies showing in the country, per screen, which is just an amazing number. I mean, it's one thing to say, you know, we had a special event on Friday opening night, and some folks turned out.
Exactly.
But, you know, there is something happening out there in Seattle, and they are getting this oneness energy, and it's coming through loud and clear, and just the beauty of people coming to that theater day after day. On Monday night we did, you know, almost 200 people on a Monday night.
I know.
It's just amazing.
I know. And when I talk to people, just so you both know, there are so many people that were not able to get to the theater and are asking, is it still going to be at the Varsity?
Yes.
So let's talk about it.
Not only are we another week at the Varsity, but we are going to be at the Galleria 11 right there in Bellevue, opening on Friday. So there will be a second venue for our friends in Seattle to come see One because, it's just alive out there. And what's happening is, I think it's important that the audience really appreciate the beauty of the role they're playing in this because, as I'm sure most of your people are familiar with the story here, this is a kind of an unlikely journey coming out of a basement in Detroit and opening in a big city in a theater, and not just opening, but all of a sudden, the movie world is saying, what is going on up there in Seattle, and what is this movie? And it's because you're coming in that all of a sudden the world is starting to recognize One.
Friday, this Friday, we had a, well, this week we had a phone call from the Baghdad Theater in Portland and had heard about the buzz of what was happening in Seattle and said, we want to bring the movie One to Portland. And had the Seattle, you know, people, I mean, with all of the support and again, I mean, the authentic nature of acting with that oneness. You know, again, I mean, Seattle sent a message, and Portland heard it loud and clear, and now we're going to be at the Baghdad, which is a large 500-seat theater in Portland opening Friday night. And, I can only say it was by Seattle saying yes and getting out and making it happen that Portland became awake to the idea, too. So.
And we're not even warming up yet. You know what I'm saying? We're not even warming up here.
That's what we love about you, Pat. Yeah, just never
Pat.
Lack of energy.
Wow.
We're not even warming up here. I mean,
person,
you know, yeah, this is a movie that you all have heard me talk about, and then you've heard the our listeners come on the line and talk about, and so there are so many people that have not been able to get to see this movie and are thrilled to hear that it will continue to be at the Varsity, and you know, more importantly, it is now opening up at the Galleria 11 over in Bellevue, and it's been running up in Bellingham, correct?
Yeah, it's at the Pickford, and they're just kind of the odd show up there. It's kind of the 5 o'clock show, and the manager up there says it's unbelievable who is showing up for what normally we get nobody at a 5 o'clock show, and he says we actually almost sold out a couple of them, and then I think we open in Mount Vernon in a couple weeks. And so it really seems to be the life of it is happening up there in Washington, and we are really going to stay with that because that's where it's happening, and we feel like it's going to be a wave growing out of there.
Yeah, it's definitely rippling out from Seattle.
Well, you know,
it's just amazing, and I have to tell you, I mean, one of the moments that stays with me, and Pat, you and I have talked about meeting the people in line, but another was a person that came up to me and said, I noticed that your posters aren't in these particular coffee shops down by the U area. And he said, if you give me some posters, I'll go put them up myself. Now, here's a man I've never met in my life that, you know, knew what we were trying to do and then just walks away with an armful of posters and puts them up all in the coffee shops and restaurants up and down the street. And I thought, to me, that was Seattle. The Seattle was, okay, I see something and I'll do it. It was really a very beautiful, beautiful experience to be there.
You know, they talk about the Ohana. They talk about the family in Hawaii. I want to tell you that this is Seattle, and we really are family.
We are family.
I can really see and feel that.
And we're your cousins out here.
Benny's going to try to find that track so he could play that. But we are, yes. But, well, no, you're family. I mean, the whole idea of oneness and the thing that you really brought to our consciousness, our awareness, is, you know, how, let me just put it this way, how easy it is.
Much easier than being apart.
Well, contrary to popular belief, okay?
Yeah.
Contrary to popular belief. And that's what we love, is this idea where you get to go against the grain. So for those of you that are listening that, you know, have friends down in Portland, and some of you are listening from Portland, please pass the word around. Could you please give that information out again so that folks can, you know, just pass it on?
Again, the Portland Baghdad Theater opening Friday night. We're going to be opening there. I think we're just going to start 4 days there, and if we do well, we'll discuss where we're going to go from there. So, and we don't really know anybody in that neck of the woods, so we're asking locals there that have, you know, people that they're familiar with there to you know, spread the word. And then, again, we're going to be opening in Mount Vernon, and then we're going to be opening at the Galleria 11 right there in town, and we'll be staying on at the Varsity. And I would just mention to check the website. Again, that's onethemovie.org. To check the website, because we're going to be updating the upcoming shows and the new theaters, because it's all happening fast thanks to our friends there.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
Well, and you know,
Benny.
And Benny, of course.
My pleasure.
Our award-winning producer. And, you know, just in the same spirit, what I want to mention is you all will be hearing a lot about this upcoming event. It is an upcoming event that will be here in Seattle in May on spiritual activism, and we are putting Ward and Diane in contact with those folks because there is, you know, there is really a desire to have an ongoing conversation. I think, Ward, you all mentioned that not only do you have much more footage to share, but that people are really longing for conversation.
That's kind of the beauty of it. You know, we when we talk about it as a movie, we only kind of do so out of the constraints of time. But the reality is, and those that have in your audience that have seen the movie, I think have experienced this, the movie is not a movie. It is an invitation into a mystery. And that invitation seems to be calling people to leave the theater and then go to the website and then follow and then learn more about the teachers that were in the movie or start to go into some study or explore these questions, ask these questions of yourself. And what we're exploring the possibility of doing is actually, because we have hours of this awesome interview footage that couldn't make it in the movie, that we want to make available in the form of a conference so that we can come together in community and look at these questions together, not so much to get answers, but to come to know each other through the community exploration of these kinds of things. We think that's where the real action is, and that's where the power of oneness can be known as an experience, and that is something that we are working on. You got to know that when it comes to fruition, we're coming to Seattle with it.
I know you are, and we're going to be on this end with open arms. You know, I want to mention right now that we will also be on this show on the 24th, which I believe is next week. We will have one of the voices from the movie, Deepak Chopra, will be on the show. And what I would like to ask you all, I would like to know from you what you would like me to ask Deepak in this very, very rare interview that will be happening these days. You know, it's just a wonderful gift. But I would like to know from you all what is on your mind in the spirit of One the Movie. I would like to know that. And the way that you can tell me the questions that you have is very simple. Just go to send me an email, live, L-I-V-E, at crustbusting.com, L-I-V-E, at crustbusting.com, and send those to me. Or if you have a question and you're not online, leave a message on my office number, 206-523-5522. 206-523-5522. Now, one thing I absolutely want to say in the spirit of oneness, because I was so taken by your effort, both Diane and Ward, I was so taken by what you did that my entire team, we are all called to a higher order of things, a higher consciousness of things. And I want to just share this story with you. Do you have a few minutes, you guys, or do you have to run? Okay. We had an amazing woman on the show, Lori Grant, from Hawaii. She is a kahuna and brings her healing to Seattle once in a while, okay? And this is what's so amazing about Seattle. So Lori's been on the show. She was on this week. She was on last week. And on Friday, she will have a free seminar, healing seminar, and her healing abilities have healed people with hepatitis. I mean, you know, healed people that, you know, rotator cuff tears. I mean, so many things at so many levels. What happened on that show was we had a couple of callers who called in and were really in difficulty, okay, Ward, and you guys know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Could not, cannot get to the 20th event. They can't do it. They don't drive. You know, they're too ill. They're not going to make it. So what I promised them was if they called me on my office number, that I would make sure that we get them a ride to this event. Now, what I want to say is in the spirit of being connected and knowing that there is absolutely the universe conspires for a greater good, I want to thank Bayview Limousine Service. I absolutely want to thank these folks that stepped up and said, we are going to send a stretch limo.
Oh, that's so good.
So for those listeners that called in, you will have a ride to and from this event. And we want to absolutely acknowledge Bayview Limousine Service. And again, they are BayviewLimo.com. Write this down. These folks stepped up and said, you know what? We want to be part of this. And isn't that the gift, Warden Diane?
That is awesome.
Isn't that the gift? Isn't that the same gift that you found when you knocked on the doors of some of these spiritual leaders and they said yes?
And the people in the street, and the people in the seats, and the people in the coffee shop.
Absolutely.
You know what? People are saying yes all over the place right now. And if you got the ears, you can hear them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's really a longing to come together. I think what I sense, you know, being in the crowd and being out of the crowd, there is truly a longing of back to a relationship again.
Mm-hmm.
And I just see that as the way. I think people are longing to just to be with one another and to serve together towards the common good of all. So
yeah, absolutely.
I think there's little sparkles of that in our everyday life that we need to grab on and hold on to and then recognize. And like you, Pat, like you're telling the story, tell the story so people can hear. Because that's how wisdom is transferred, by stories.
Mm-hmm.
So tell those stories so the people are reminded of that beauty and longing of supporting and loving one another.
Yeah. And, you know, we know. I mean, I know from your story, and for those of you, so those of the listeners that have heard you on the air, they know also that, you know, we step out into the world and we get to decide, do we believe in our dream and are we willing to put one foot in front of the other in search of it and have it actualized? And in the face of others that say no,
right,
in the face of the words, I can't,
right,
there is someone out there, someone like Bayview Limo, someone
right,
like you all, someone like the people, like the fellow that, you know, came up to you and said, give me the posters, I'm
right,
going to hang them up.
That's right.
So for every no, there is absolutely a yes.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. It's just which one you're going to listen to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's it. You know,
that's
which
that's
one?
So true. That's so true.
You know, it takes as much energy to plug into a yes as it does a no. So
oh,
what are you going to
yeah,
go for?
You're so right on, Pat.
Well, we look forward to keeping in touch with you.
Oh.
I get emails about the individual in the film. I think is it Chris Willis? Did I get
yeah,
that right?
Yeah.
And folks really want to be updated on his journey.
We are still following that story, and we will keep you on the late breaking news. But our hope, obviously, is to find him and just let him know that he is a part of something magical.
Well, if there's anything that we can do to help with that, please let us know.
Yeah,
we are continuing.
Yeah, I'll definitely call you if we hear anything.
Yeah. I mean, you never know who I run into.
Yeah,
you know what
right,
I'm saying?
That's right.
You know,
right.
I never know who I'm going to run into in the scheme
that's
of
exactly
things.
Right.
But we look forward to seeing the movie in many, many places. A friend of mine said you should talk to, oh, boy, I hope I get this right. You should get down to, is it Ashland, Oregon? Ashland.
Yeah,
that's right.
Ashland. There's a lot of good buzz from Ashland.
Ashland. Mm-hmm. Yep. And some of my folks in L.A. are saying, when are you going to get down to L.A.? So
yeah, I
the
know,
energy
and you
is
know what?
Picking up.
And you have to, and again, anybody that knows, if they have an idea, they know a theater owner, but we are just still two folks here in Michigan trying to make this happen. And we are still no distributors, and we are just taking them as they come. So we welcome with open arms anybody that wants to go to onethemovie.org and drop us a note with any ideas, with any thoughts, well wishes, or even connections. We are
mm-hmm,
we are so open arms.
Well, we have just passed your information on, and you will get a call. Ava Sikowski, who works with me, who has just passed your information on to a media distributor. So I hope that you will be in connection with them. They distributed the movie Blue Butterfly, and that was with William Hurt, and
right,
you know, they are behind some other movies. So we are on your team. We're passing that information on.
We love you, Pat.
How can people, what can people do? Is there an email that they can?
When you go to onethemovie.org, Diane is obviously is D Powers at onethemovie.org, and I'm W Powers. And,
all right,
you know, really, we just, what we are doing is just getting, I mean, it's wonderful, and it's people that have seen the movie and want to share a thought or a well wish, or people just say, add me to the list, because obviously when the DVD, it's one of those kind of movies that everyone's going to want to own, because it gets better the more you watch it. And so we have several thousand now on a list. We're going to do advance for the people that sign up on the website for a DVD. We're going to do a little advance release for those folks when the time comes. So we welcome that, and we've had tons of inquiries about that. And then there's a whole other spot where you can click on to ask about scheduling theatrical showings or private screenings. So there's so many ways to go at this thing. But we just, again, we are so open and appreciative of what everybody's done, and the support from Seattle, and your love and support. And I know it sounds like we're going on and on, but really, you're everything to us.
Well, and we're thrilled to be, in company with you. And Diane, you and I talked about it. We'll put our heads together. We're still planning to interview some of the folks in the movie. We're going to make that happen. Yeah. Deepak, of course, is one of the first, but we are connecting with the other folks in the movie, and we will line that up and be bringing that to you in many ways.
That's
so
great.
Absolutely. And for those of you that had the opportunity to listen to Sadhguru, the interview I did with him, that is now on archive at Voice America, and we will be passing those files along to Diane and Ward to put on their website.
Great.
Well, thank you both so much. I have to tell you, every time I see the movie, there is something that I see that I had not seen before.
Isn't that weird?
It is the strangest thing.
I've had people see it for the fourth time and say, you know, the fourth time I got stuff, I didn't get the third. And they said, I actually like it better the fourth time.
Exactly. It's really been, it's really been a wonderful journey to do that. So let's stay in touch. We will make sure we get regular status reports from you, and our listeners love the movie. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Have a good Wednesday.
Actually, it's Shake Your Booty Wednesday.
I'm shaking it right now.
All right. Yeah! Thank you. Okay, folks. Thank you for listening. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. That was Ward and Diane Powers, and we're talking about One, the movie. And what we will do is come back after the break, more with the Dr. Pat Show, more information about Bayview Limo, I'm like kissing them, and more about Lori Grant and Nancy D. Solomon. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Disappointment haunted all my dreams, and then I saw her face.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. You've heard me talk about it, and now it's here. The book, Inspiration to Realization, Volume 2. Real women reveal proven strategies for personal, business, financial, and spiritual fulfillment. And guess what? Dr. Pat leads the book off with the 3 secrets to living life full out. Order your copy now by going to www.thedrpatshow.com or call Bobby at 206-550-6316. That's 206-550-6316.
The Dr. Pat Show is proud to announce the opening of One, the movie, January 6th at the Landmark Varsity Theater.
In the spring of 2002, I think we all had a lot on our minds, but why the idea to make an independent film? I don't know. So, since I have no idea how to make a movie, I figure I'm going to need some help.
So he lays this out on me, let's make a movie, and of course, I say yes.
So with our camera in our hand, we head out into the world. And as I look back now, I have to question myself. Why? Why did we possibly think we would gain access to noteworthy people who would help us with this project? Why would a group of guys from Detroit with absolutely no experience in filmmaking possibly think we would be able to meet, let alone interview, some of the world's greatest priests and rabbis and imams? But they came forward. As I look at their faces now, I'm amazed. Indian yogis, masters from the East, African kings, they volunteered to help us with this project. We were joined by Catholic monks and Buddhist nuns, Native American medicine men, great minds, cultural icons, authors, celebrated thinkers. people working at a very high level on the international stage. And they gave of themselves to us without qualifying us, without asking us who we were or what our credentials were, knowing only that our project was about oneness. And the power of that energy alone, they opened the doors and they let us in. And so I think it's important as we tell this story, as we tell the story of this movie and the story of this journey, that we honor all of that love and positive energy that these wonderful people gave to us. And I hope we can do that.
Don't miss One, the movie, opening January 6th at the Landmark Varsity Theater. And tune in to the Dr. Pat Show, 11 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday on AM 1150. KKNW.
In today's climate of escalating religious tension, an increasing number of Americans consider themselves spiritual but not religious. But where is a spiritual seeker to turn if not to a church, mosque, or temple? An answer and many new questions lie in the award-winning book God Without Religion by ascetic and mystic Shankara Sharanam. God Without Religion offers a groundbreaking bridge between organized religion and personal spirituality. Join Shankara on the Dr. Pat Show, January 19th, to learn how direct knowledge of God can empower you. For more information about Shankara and God Without Religion, please visit the website godwithoutreligion.com. That's godwithoutreligion.com.
Send a calendar to a soldier in Iraq. Susan McKeith created a drive-through Puget Sound Espresso Stands 2006 calendar. All of the proceeds are being donated to Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. You can also donate a coffee-flavored Taste of Home and send one to a soldier serving in Iraq so they can count down the days until they return home. To do this, call 1-800-578-578. 3674. That's 1-800-578-3674.
Sitting by the fire, making memories. Let's pass around the coffee, hear the whisper in the trees. Another day behind us, the moon is on the rise. Finding your music with Ava tonight.
Listen Wednesdays at 7 p.m. right here on KKNW.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Hello, this is Dr. Darvish from Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue, bringing you the Holistic Health Tip of the Week. If you are suffering from migraine headaches, try eliminating coffee, chocolate, cheese, and wine from your diet. 500 to 1,000 milligrams of magnesium taken orally can also be helpful. This is Dr. Darvish from Holistic Medical Center. If you need to contact me or have any questions, call me at 425-451-0404 or look us up at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
It's cancer. When I heard those words, I felt every emotion you could imagine. Shock, fear, anger, but then hope. I wanted more than a chance to survive. I wanted to fight my disease without giving up control, without sacrificing my quality of life. That's when I found Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. It's the only place in the Northwest where board-certified medical oncologists work side-by-side with naturopathic physicians. I had innovative chemotherapy and medical care, along with natural therapies like nutrition, acupuncture, Chinese medicine, massage, all in one caring, supportive place. When you have cancer, there's no place like hope. And there's no place like Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center.
Call today to receive a free guide to cancer care, body, mind, and spirit. Call 1-800-905-3999. That's 1-800-905-3999. On the web at seattlecancerwellness.com.
1150kknw.com. Your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
It's up to you.
What? We are family. I'll be there.
It's about the same. All right. I'll be there. We are family. Benny, dude.
It's all I can
come
pull
on
off.
I know you go. We gotta end the show with that.
I gotta look for it.
I gotta find it.
Oh, James Brown audition.
No, Otis Redding. Otis Redding. I was doing Otis Redding. Yes, you know what? You all are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is really true. Oh, we haven't you haven't hit the dial and then like popped off to, you know, like, I don't know, some of these other channels.
The long lost tracks of James Brown.
This is truly us. This is truly the show. And we really do it like this. You know, I hope Deepak likes it. All right, we're here back with Ward Powers, and we're going to talk a little bit about the movie. We received some calls during the break, and so we have questions. So we decided we're going to bring Ward back because some of you are familiar with the movie, but there are some of you that are like asking, what are you folks talking about? So we want to get y'all caught up. So Ward, thank you for jumping back in.
Oh, heck yeah. Thank you for having me.
Well, I pulled a card. Here's the deal. Here is today's card. Benny's going to hit us with the drum roll, dude.
I'm looking for it. Wait, I got it. See your throw. Oh, wait. Oh, where'd it go? Oh, I cleared it out.
Woohoo! Now, here is the card. Ward, you're going to love this because I'm going to ask you to talk about this.
Okay.
The card is Prosperity Law number 42. It's from our friend Heidi Bayer. It's prosperitycards.com. I like who I am and who I am becoming. I like who I am and who I am becoming. In order to succeed fully in life, you must like who you are now. Instead of criticizing yourself, when you look in the mirror, say to yourself, I like who I am, and mean it. Don't underestimate the power of this simple exercise. Did you have a question along the way, Ward, who you are?
You know, it has been the most remarkable experience of self-growth that I could have ever asked for. I think, you know, when I wished myself into this, you know, the movie experience, I remember my wish was very distinctly, and that my wish was, let me serve. Let me serve in whatever way my gifts best allow, but let me serve. And what came with that was, I like to say it was 25, in the last 3 years since we came up with the movie idea until now, and it's showing in theaters, in that 3.5 years, I have been given 25 years of life experience.
Mm.
And what comes with that is a kind of a rapid fire and intense learning session that very quickly mirrors back to you who you are, both your power and what you need to transcend. And it has been a very remarkable journey that I am still enjoying daily, and not just from the highs of it, the lows of it as well. You know, that whole becoming who you are, you know, it's beautiful for us to celebrate together in our moments our victories and our successes and our feel-good moments. But the reality is that for every one of those, there is the other side. And I think if we ignore that as part of the growth process, then we mislead people about what we're all experiencing. And then they think, gee, if I have a down day, if I feel bad today, something is wrong. And the reality is that's where you learn. One of our interviewees, Father Richard Rohr, said that after the age of 25, there's nothing to be learned by your successes, that it's only in our failures that we really find out who we are. And that just really means that when something doesn't go the way you think it was supposed to go, what you would have perceived as a failure when you were young, what is it? It's a victory. It's just wrapped in a box that you don't quite understand. And holy smokes, have I seen that happen time after time after time with this movie journey, telling us that everything that happens to us is a gift, even if we're not capable of perceiving it when it happens. And it's that experience, to know that as an experience and not as a theory you read in a book and that sounds interesting, but to have it happen to you as an experience is life-changing.
It's life-changing. You know, I was with John DeMartini not too long ago, and you know John, you met him. He was at the opening.
Yep.
And you know, John is amazing. He is really clear about presenting both the scientific and the spiritual aspect of the idea that for every positive there is a negative, and there's always that place in the middle. And, you know, the question, you know, the burning question is, what are you going to do when you're faced with both? How can you face both the positive and the not so positive, and see the gift in it all?
Well, that's, you know, what it's interesting that Father Richard Rohr, again, from our movie, was a big advocate of the fact that that's what the cross, in the Christian symbol of the cross, represents.
Right.
Is the collision of opposites. It is hanging in that tension between the light and the dark, the good and the bad, the victory and the loss, and that that by hanging peacefully, by hanging in that space, is really what the cross is all about.
Yeah.
That's what Christ really represented, mm-hmm. was the ability to transcend those opposites and hang right smack in the middle.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome.
It is. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's amazing. And you know, the thing, I'm like you. When you just talked about that, everything you learned after, I think you said 25, I look back at my life and I take a look at the points in time where, you know, I saw the gift, and points in time where I saw the resentment. And, you know, I don't know what happened in 1992, but, you know, there's like this light bulb. Something must have converged. This light bulb came on. And it was enough of a crack in my, you know, accumulation of crust, that I was able to really see that light, feel that light, and say a no, that I wanted more.
Yeah,
and I wanted
powerful?
More of that light. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But it takes the darkness to move you in that direction.
Well, absolutely. Without the darkness, I couldn't. I didn't have a sense.
Yep.
Of the
yep.
contrast of that.
Yeah. Isn't that powerful?
It's powerful. And in the movie, and we're folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm here with Ward Powers, director, producer, creator of One the Movie. The website, by the way, is www.onethemovie.org. We are thrilled to know it will continue to play at the Varsity in Seattle, and will be opening up in Mount Vernon, right?
This weekend, or on Friday. Opens in Bellevue
at the Gallery 11.
Yeah, that's
big,
fun,
easy
yeah.
to get to, and we have already given some tickets away. You know, poor Michelle, I think I'm keeping her busy with the tickets. You know, we're very grateful. Thank you for that gracious gift award.
Oh, it was an interesting learning curve for us, because when we opened in Seattle, we decided let's do this ticket giveaway, and we've, you know, not just giving them away, obviously. And when we give them away, we say to people, you know, if you need them, that's what they're there for. But we've given them away at homeless shelters and to nuns and at monasteries and to the battered women's shelters. I mean, that's really what the whole giveaway has been about.
Uh-huh.
That is bringing in folks to see it that might not otherwise, you know, be in a life's position where they can reach in their pocket and go to a movie. And it has been powerful, because it seems to have changed the energy. And, you know, the success that the movie has seen in Seattle is the result, you know, not of some kind of slick marketing. It is the result of energy, pure
yes, it is.
Energy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And again, you know, just to share with you, the movie is right now showing theater-wise almost exclusively in the Washington area. But I'm telling you, the reverberations are reaching south. The calls that I'm suddenly mm-hmm. getting from L.A., it's funny, I have friends down there all of a sudden when you know.
Yes.
They understand butts in the seats, I guess.
Yes. Yes.
And so I think that what's going to happen from the energy being generated in Seattle is that I actually think it's going to be like a tipping point.
Yes,
where all of a sudden, mm-hmm. this movie will be on the radar screens of the people that are in the business with the resources to show a movie wide.
Mm-hmm.
And then Seattle will actually have been the facilitator of a movie being made in a basement in Detroit and going national. And isn't that bizarre?
It's bizarre, and at the same time, it really represents, you know, the expansiveness that's going on right now, the expansiveness of consciousness, and how when you hear that voice, how important it is to say yes. But I've got a question from a friend of mine. Ask me this question about the movie.
Okay.
You're going to get this is a riot. They said to me, Dr. Pat, you know, there is one of the voices in the movie looks like he could be a relative of yours. They wanted to know if that's how I'm affiliated with the movie.
Who was it?
Okay. I don't know the gentleman's name, but there's this one character in the movie that has sort of this tie-dyed shirt on.
Oh, animal.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And
him.
He goes through and does a discourse. And as
oh,
a matter
yeah.
of fact, I have to tell you that the multiple times I've seen the movie, it is his message where I've paid more attention time after time.
Yeah,
but do you know who I'm talking about?
Bird. His name is Maruga, and he was a percussionist at the Woodstock Festival back in the 60s.
I was there. Is that how I know him?
See, you guys are soul brothers and sisters or something.
Oh, my goodness.
We met him at a peace conference, and he was playing percussions, and he has this jazz band that's actually pretty well known. And we ran into him, and you know, he's so full of life and so outgoing. And when we had our opening in Detroit, he came and his jazz band played in our living room. And he just really brings a certain life to the movie. And it's funny that even Sadhguru,
yes.
you know, now who's an enlightened, real, fully realized being, mm-hmm. when he watched the movie, he said, I like that guy.
I love that guy. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I'd love to get him on the show. But they wanted to know. They said I looked like him.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that
well,
great?
You know what? If you want to
they said
the
I
show,
look like
I'm
him.
I'm going to work on that because he would be a fun interview.
I would love to have him.
Life.
Yeah, I would love to have him. And,
yeah.
you know, he is full of life. And in the whole time, isn't that funny, you know, and that, you know, there is that connection. But I hung on every word. Now, he talks rather fast. So
yeah.
if you're not paying attention in the first movie, you're going to kind of miss it.
Yep.
And it's like he's warming up. By the time you get to the last segment with him,
yep.
he's like in full gear.
Oh, he's just rolling.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
hilarious.
Yeah. You better be pumping in the chocolate or something to keep up with him. But those, you know, what we're talking about is one, the movie, and the multidimensional aspect of this movie. And that's what folks have said to me. There is something in this movie for everyone. Well, one of the folks asked me, you know, is there anything in there for Christians?
Yeah, and you know, when we—it's funny when we built the movie. When I say we construct, we you know, we traveled and we did all these interviews from people with all different walks of life and all different levels of consciousness or spiritual language or backgrounds or traditions, ages and genders and races, and we had this beautiful collage of humanity. And when we came time to put those pieces together in what is now one, the movie, we did it. And even though, you know, it's homespun movie on one level, the reality is we very carefully and very consciously structured the interviews in such a way that there is access points for people from virtually every walk of life so that you can hear a voice that sounds familiar to you in that movie. And from what all the studies have now told us is that people in their growth need to be met where they're at, and then they can hear one level above their current point of consciousness. They can't hear two or three because that seems like a foreign language or it seems scary to them or it's not acceptable. But if people can find a voice that they can resonate with, and then they can hear one above. And that's why we tried to structure the interviews in such a way that there is an entrance point for people from all different levels of consciousness and from all different backgrounds, and it really seems to work, not just from a head space, not as an intellectual concept, but from a heart space as well. And that seems to be where the movie is, you know, so many people that love What the Bleep love One, but the comment I keep hearing is that What the Bleep is a very intellectually stimulating, but One stirs the heart.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think the comparison that gets made is because What the Bleep also started at the grassroots level.
Yeah.
And Seattle was, you know, a turning point, I
yep.
think, for that movie.
Yep.
And so that's kind of, you know, the relationship is, oh, okay, here comes a similar movie. And I think you've said this before, What the Bleep opened the door, so
yes,
to speak.
They did. They kicked it wide open for us to walk in with a smile.
And to have that conversation.
Yes.
And so, you know, but I agree with you, the whole notion of having this movie, the movie, really does get to the heart. And in some ways, I have to say, it really gets to the soul. I left there with more questions than answers, but the questions, really, I look at them as a doorway to, you know, to really spiritual freedom.
Yeah, and it's not even about getting the answer right. That's kind of the fun of it, is by the time you're done with this exploration that One opens you up to, you don't really have the need, you know, when you get to the end of the movie, and I won't ruin the climax of the movie for those folks that are heading out to the theater and haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But at the end of the movie, there is a very intense moment. There's a intense conclusion to a theme that runs throughout the movie, and it essentially leaves it right back to you.
Mm-hmm.
To look inside yourself for the answer. Look inside yourself for the journey.
Yes.
Because the answers are far less important than we thought they were.
Absolutely.
You know, on some level, does that make sense?
It does make sense.
It's about the journey.
It is about the journey. What a great way to segue. And, you know, actually, I'm not going to say end our conversation with you because you and I are going to continue to chit-chat.
Okay.
As this evolves and unfolds. And, you know, tomorrow's guest, as a matter of fact, Sankata Saranam is going to be on. He is the author of God Without Religion. So we're going to be exploring this conversation even further. And Ward Powers, you rock. Thank you so much for joining the show today.
In Seattle, again, we love you and we appreciate the support.
And, you know, we will be in touch with Ward to bring you the updates as they come. Have a great one. Say hi to Diane and blessings to you.
Okay, bye.
All right, thank you. We'll take a shorty. And when we come back, Nancy D. Solomon, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to check your feet because it's all about the shoes. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of doing all the right things and ending up with the wrong love? Are there people in your world you should but just don't respect? You're not alone. Over the Cliff Productions presents a groundbreaking approach to right relationship. Join Greg Hoskins and Michelle Morgan February 2nd at 525 North 85th Street in Seattle for a dynamic workshop to learn how to identify, cultivate, and use polarity as a power tool for finding and building extraordinary relationships. For information or to register, call 425-397-7559. That's 425-397-7559. Or visit overthecliffproductions.com and catch their interview on the Dr. Pat Show on January 31st.
Send a calendar to a soldier in Iraq. Susan McKeith created a drive-through Puget Sound Espresso Stands 2006 calendar. All of the proceeds are being donated to Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. You can also donate a coffee-flavored taste of home and send one to a soldier serving in Iraq so they can count down the days until they return home. To do this, call 1-800-578-3674. That's 1-800-578-3674.
1150kknw.com. Your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Come on, Pat. Put some
All right, you help me out, dude.
I don't know.
Learning. I never meant to do those things to you. I love this song. I love it. And remember, I talked about it in reference to, you know, how I feel about the listeners. I just absolutely love you. You are the reason. You are the reason I do this show. And you uplift and inspire me, each and every one of you. So does my guest right now. We're going to do this in a two-parter. I want to introduce you to an amazing individual. And, you know, I'm telling you, she is rocking the world with her message and the work that she is doing. It is Nancy, who I'm talking about, is Nancy D. Solomon. And I want to say three things: women, courage, leadership. And if that becomes your mantra, say, I am. And she'll talk a little bit about this. And I was joking about it, you know, when I was talking about It's All About the Shoes, because that's her CD. And I want to really get to this place right away where we introduce you, Nancy, and get right to it. And hopefully we'll get you back on Monday to finish part two or sometime next week. Thank you for joining the show.
Thanks for inviting me.
I want to ask you, and for those of you that are not familiar with Nancy's work, she is a nationally recognized business consultant, a spiritual philosopher, and she is really an icon in the world of inspiring and empowering women. And we are thrilled that she comes right from our hometown. Actually, she comes from my other hometown, as well as this hometown, which is New York. But tell us about the work you're doing now and some of the events. I really want folks to know how they can connect with you and what really, you know, where did that idea come from? You know, it's all about the shoes.
Well, I'm tired of women being second-class citizens, and courage and leadership for women is an and conversation. And so, yes, we are second-class citizens because we make less. So what? Yes, we have a harder time breaking through a glass ceiling. So what? So what I decided to do was come up with a formula to help every single woman on this planet to become more powerful and to become the leader that's already within her.
Mm-hmm.
And every woman who's listening today can become more powerful if she just knows the rules, if she's got some tools, and if she gives herself permission.
Mm-hmm.
That's the formula.
Why is it we, you know, it's the 1, 2, 3. I think the 1 and the 2 we are learning about. It's the third one. It's the third one, the permission one, where we absolutely cap ourselves, not only in the actions we take, but in our concept, our self-concepts.
Yeah, because we've been taught, socialized, and, you know, physiologically programmed to be inclusive, to be in relationship, which means you never take the last piece of pie, you never take the last dollar in the budget, right? I had a brief story. I was asked by a corporation last year to speak, and I told them my fee, and they said, they came back and they said, well, we can pay you like, you know, a third of that. And I said, no, I can't do it for that. And they came back and they said, well, I'll tell you what, we'll give you the entire budget for the year, which still isn't what you require, but it's what we've got. And the first place my mind went to, Pat, was, mm-hmm. I can't take everybody else's money.
Oh, I know.
I can't. The last, I'm going to take it all myself. So you know what I said?
What did you say?
Okay, thanks.
That's right.
It was about, permission is the great equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are doing things and those who are talking about it, the only difference is not that the ones who are doing it are better or smarter or more informed. They just went out and did it.
Mm-hmm.
They put the conversation down, they put their shoes on, and they went for it.
Exactly. And, you know, this topic we're talking about, I hope we pick up on next week. And because money is, I think as women, we're really great at a lot of things. I think that, you know, the one conversation that goes from excitement to depression is in asking for what we're worth.
You've heard me say you get in life what you have the courage to ask for. A couple of years ago, I guess it was last year, they did an MBA study. They wanted to know why were the gentlemen graduating with $4,000 more in their pockets than the women when they went out to get their first job. Well, the bottom line is, as they went through this extensive study, and what they discovered is the only difference, it wasn't the smarts, it wasn't the experience, it wasn't the credentials. The boys were asking for more.
Mm-hmm.
And they got it.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, is a conversation that you're taking out into the world. You have a couple of events, and I want to make sure people know about them. And also, you want to check out the website, which is www.nancydsolomon.com.
That's right.
And they're all about the shoes. We'll talk about in the next segment when you come back, because that CD is also available. But you also do these amazing seminars and workshops, and I'd love for people to know about the upcoming one that you have.
Thank you. We're going to have so much fun. I can't wait. It's Friday, January 27th. It's up at the Redmond Town Center at the Marriott. The Master Builders Association of King and Snohomish County is sponsoring it because Master Builders really believes in supporting women on their venture to be more powerful in their lives. And they see every day what happens when us women turn our potential into performance.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're sponsoring this Women, Courage, and Leadership. January 27th, you can go to their website and register there.
Okay, could you give us that website?
No.
Okay, well, you know what?
MBA-king.com.
All right. And we'll make sure you get that information. But that, I love what you say, and you have fun because you're fun.
Thank you. So are you.
You're fun. You're like very fun. You were like fun on Northwest Afternoon.
Did we have a blast that day or
yeah.
what? I felt like I was in a room with like thousands of my girlfriends.
It was really fun. And for those of you that are not familiar with it, Nancy was, of course, on Northwest Afternoon with the same Northwest Afternoon that Dr. Stan Block was on there. But that was really a homecoming. That was like a coming together.
Yeah, we had a good time. And wait, we were talking about shoes.
We were talking about shoes. What I want to make sure that we absolutely leave you with is information on how to find out more about Nancy, about her work, and about the CD. And the website is one way to do that. There is lots there. And that, of course, you've got to put the D in there.
That's right.
Nancy D.
And Solomon is all O's.
It's all O's. So that makes it pretty easy. And we're hoping Nancy will join us next week and we'll follow up on this conversation and really get into this idea about the shoes and really, really explore the conversation about women, about courage, and about leadership and really bust through the myth that leadership is something that, you know, we're either given or that we have to take and really get to explore the idea that it's within us. And the answer is yes.
It is. And I'll leave them with one thought. Courage is who you are. Leadership is how you take that out in the world.
We're going to follow up on that conversation. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you for joining the show. For those of you listening, yep, I want to answer your question. One, the movie continues to play here. It is filling up. That's why folks are now going to see it on Monday nights. And it's opening up in the Galleria 11 in Bellevue. As I said earlier, a fabulous guest tomorrow, Sankata Saranam, will be on the show. And we will be talking about his book. It's a part one of a three-part series, God Without Religion. This is an amazing conversation. We're blessed to have him on the show. And again, I want to mention on Friday, which is Fabulous Friday, Stephanie Durham on the air. We will be doing readings. Get ready to answer questions about your sacred contract. Again, I want to thank Bayview Limo, you rock, for picking up our listeners and taking them to this event. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.